Well, we got a pretty low battery there, Pinkies. I don't know if we'll make this podcast all the way through. I may end up talking to myself, which is not unlike what I do all day long. Just sit here and ramble on talking to myself. So here I am once again. We are sitting in the Deliverator today. And today I'm going to talk about what? What nonsense? Well, probably just the normal yakety-yak stuff. As soon as I close my garage door. There we go. Put on some sunglasses. We're actually having a lovely, warm, delicious day. This is like the first nice day that I think we've had. Well, I shouldn't say that, but it's a lovely day nonetheless. So what are we doing? Well, we are off to get into trouble today. It's a perfect day to be getting into trouble. We have no responsibilities. I've actually already done all my chores, despite how difficult that is. You know, it just seems so hard to get out of the house, doesn't it? Like, all I want to do is go buy some stuff and visit some people. But it's like the most complicated thing in the world, my God. You don't just walk out the door and go. You gotta take the dog for a walk first. You gotta feed the cat. Gotta do my chores. And like, you know, like I was vacuuming today. You don't just vacuum. Like, vacuuming is a 4-hour process. So, such a pain in the neck. Life is such a pain in the neck. And then you die. Sorry, just dealing with my noisy window there. So, let me see. Now, quite a bit has happened. I was surprised that I didn't get more bad reaction from my last show. And I was thinking, you know, what if somebody just started listening like 2 shows ago, a new listener, and all of a sudden they hear this quack talking about hookers and nonsense. So that's not going to be typical of my podcast. I don't usually talk about dead hookers. Usually it's much more boring and mundane than all that. So I hope I haven't turned you off from my last show. Really, you know, all I was really trying to get at was, my point is that the dead hooker is like a metaphor for all those things that you wish you would have done and that you wish you could have got away with, right? That's all I'm talking about, is trying to get away with something. And the fact that in this, you know, North American culture that we live in, we feel so entitled that we should just be able to do whatever we bloody well want. You know, for me, it's driving too fast. Some people would say, you're driving too fast, bay driver. You're going to kill someone. And I was saying, well, fuck you. This is the only fun I get, is driving too fast. So, I know it's wrong. You think I don't know it's wrong? But I don't care. It's the only thing I have in life. If I'm not driving too fast, I'm at home sweeping up after the dog and vacuuming. It took me 3 hours to vacuum my bloody house today. It's because we live in a barn, people. I live in a barn. It's like living with, I don't know, like Mutt and Jeff, really. Mr. Anderson and his damn boots and the yard and fix this and what, you know, I found a flower. Not really a flower. It was some decrepit, rusted, or dead remnants. of a weed was really what it was, laying on the floor. And I'm going, where the hell did this come from? It's like Mr. Anderson and the dog are out jumping around in the fields, like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music, you know? Oh my God. And he tracks in, the both of them, tracking in the world from outside into my house, which I'm trying to keep clean all the time. Oh, it's like I have nothing better to do than to clean up the barn. So, is this manic enough for you? Oh my God. So, speaking of entitlement, like, my God, we had the riots in Vancouver after the stupid hockey game, because our stupid hockey players, our hockey fans went crazy and decided to destroy Vancouver, because hockey is absolutely worth busting out three blocks full of windows, store windows. It's just ridiculous. And then we see the president of the hockey team saying, oh, those weren't our fans. Those fans are not the people who we want to be our fans. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hockey Freak. Your fans wearing the jerseys were the ones shouting and hooping and hollering and throwing garbage cans through windows and lighting police cars on fire. And BMWs! Lighting a BMW on fire, the travesty, you stupid Canuck fans. So many of those Canuck fans felt that they were entitled to, you know, clothes and purses and cologne from the Bay. So, quite disappointing. Quite disappointed in our Vancouverites and our Vancouver Canuck hockey fans. But dare not, we dare say that they were culprits, the hockey fans. Hockey, our Canadian, great Canadian pastime. Heaven forbid it should be marred. Anyway, so that has all occurred. We've had some riots. Today I'm going to meet my friend Mark in Canada. Mark, who thinks his ass is too something or other. Who's tired of looking at his ass. Mark wants a new ass. Well, we all want a new ass. I'd like to have a new ass too. So I was looking at my ass. It's not that bad. And I think, Mark, you shouldn't worry too much about your ass. I think you have a fine ass. Your ass looks good from here. So, I wouldn't be worrying about your ass, Mark. There's much more important things to be worrying about. So, I don't know. What? I gotta get some music going on. I'm a little bit unprepared. I must apologize for today's show. There's always so much to do. I'd like to be more prepared for my podcasts. But alas, once again, I am not. I'm just winging it here today. So I'm going to throw on this music. I'm sure this has a super long intro to it. And let me see. I'll talk about other things when we come back from this musical interlude. Big bumps here. My liquor bottle's rolling around in the trunk while I take that corner. Jingle jangle go the bottles. You know, I've been enjoying Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims's booze. That sounds like a drink. I've been Yes, imbibing on Timmy Sims Booze on the Audio Boo Network. Because the Nessa, you know, hello Nessa, has put us onto the Audio Booze. So I've subscribed once again. And I've been really delightfully surprised and have been enjoying Timmy Sims Booze. They've been really great, Timmy, and you should really do a podcast. As much as I am, you know, hesitant to take on more really, I am just, like, at my saturation level with podcasts. I don't think I can listen to another one, because I'm just out. I'm out of time. I have no more time to listen to any podcasts. But Timmy Sims, if you had a podcast, then I would definitely subscribe to it. So it's nice to be back in the Deliverator again. I've been driving that big old crusty BMW for a while. This car definitely is more, how shall I say, organic. More fun, more on, hands-on. all this vacuuming that I've been doing, like, it's such a pain in the neck. And now I've really come, you don't want to hear how geeky this is, I've really come to enjoy the right angle, you know? The right angle is a beautiful thing. 90 degree angle really is a piece of work. Now that, you know, the more that I vacuum, because I have to vacuum this bloody house all the time to keep the barn animals at bay. And I've discovered that everything in my house is not at a 90 degree angle, and it really should be, because if you oriented everything to 90 degrees, it would be so much easier to vacuum. Like, God, why does the couch have to be angled toward, you know, offset? It's not even 45 degrees. If it was 45 degrees of an offset, that would be great. But it's not. It's like 60 or something. How do you vacuum a 60 degree couch? It's just, you know, the pattern is all fucked up. So, I don't know. I need one of those vacuum robot vacuums so I don't have to worry about this 90 degree angle stuff. Yeah, you know, look at the 90 degree angle. Like, look at your desk. I bet you if you look at the corner of your desk right now, there is a 90 degree angle. And look at the beautiful thing that it is. It's a beautiful thing, the 90 degree angle. So I'm doing the So You Think You Can Dance updates with David That Blue Jeans Guy. David That Blue Jeans Guy. ThatBlueJeansGuy.com. Yeah. And so I've had to create a spreadsheet so I can keep track. So I have this massive database spreadsheet with dancers and choreographers and the dances and dance styles and all these lookup tables in it and everything, because, you know, I'm just such a geek. So I've been spending like 60 hours creating this database so that I can keep track of So You Think You Can Dance. Now, how OCD is that? Please don't write in. Don't send your comments to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I recognize my foibles. So I've been working on this database. I wish Access, they made Access for the Mac, but I don't think they do. I'm trying to do this in Excel, and it's the wrong choice, people. I just need a simple Excel Access, whatever, Microsoft Access database. I hate to say it. But where's Microsoft? Remember WordPerfect? Like, WordPerfect would have been great for this too, really. Could have done this in WordPerfect. But no, Corel had to kill the WordPerfect. Oh, my life. So anyway, that's enough out of me. Like, if you're listening, if you just joined the show, good luck figuring out this mess that is the Faye Driver. I'm going to end it here, I think, and enjoy the rest of my drive into Vancouver. So I will speak to you a little bit later when something more exciting than spreadsheets has happened around here. All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.